as it were. It's 7 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. March 11th is in front of us. A whole world of opportunity, a whole world of new information, a whole world of having the world in our at our fingertips. We have the whole world in our hands, got the whole world. So, Jennifer, did you miss me yesterday?
Yes, of course. What happened to you? We were speculating that maybe you might have gotten trapped with the mouse because you're in Orlando.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm in West Palm Beach.
Oh.
And the
well, I guess you weren't with the mouse then. We were wrong.
No, I did not. I'm not going to the mouse because the other half of the visiting team has a problem with her right foot.
Okay, but you don't realize that this is the prime time to go to Disneyland or Disney World.
Aren't
because
we, nobody there?
No, when you have some sort of ailment,
right.
They plop you in a wheelchair, and then you go front of the line for everything.
Made that argument to see if we could go because she would have been put at the front of the line in a wheelchair. But it was not something that would have been enjoyable.
Take one for the team. Come on.
Take one for the team later. 888-302-3684. Okay. So a lot of people are wondering about the Malaysian Airlines plane that disappeared.
So bizarre.
Yeah. There are all kinds of, by the way, our thought for the day today. Never push a loyal person to the point where they no longer care.
Gosh,
I think that's appropriate for a lot of businesses today.
I'm going to hand that out as my personal mantra.
The radio business. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I think that's something.
It's true.
That is very true. All right, so theories on what has happened to this plane. That's something that a lot of people took a call in the last hour from someone who suggested that the plane was taken by UFOs.
Hey, that crosses your mind.
Well, it does because
aliens, wormholes, you never know.
There are all kinds of just weird bits and pieces of information coming from this thing. At first, the news media really wanted to hang it on these two male passengers who were traveling with stolen Australian and Italian passports, the FBI running those passengers through the thumbprint databases.
Well, because, yes, you know, something seems strange when you travel on stolen passports, I think.
One of them was a Thai, or no, one of them was an Iranian, and I'm not sure who the other one. Anybody know who the other one was?
Somebody had said that they looked Asian, I think. That's what we had reported yesterday, that they had looked through the video, but that hadn't been confirmed.
There were a few Americans on this, including a Pittsburgh resident whose name is Ching Mai Ling. I lived in South Park in Pittsburgh, one of those who are missing on this plane. Looked at her LinkedIn profile. She is a Malaysian national who came over here. Her uncle, who lives also in Pittsburgh, said she was making her way home to America after visiting some family over there.
It's hard enough to lose your family and then to not know what happened.
Right.
It must be so difficult as far as closure goes and ick.
Well, it's not only that so much. What it also says to me is how universal we are here in America. People come to this country from everywhere. It really is pretty amazing. So there's a Cathay Pacific Airways pilot who said he saw large solid debris as he was flying over an area that would have been on the route of this plane. There were reports that suggested that this was not true or unfounded, but there have been continuing reports that there are bits and pieces of the plane that are on the ground. It would have seemed to me that at this point they would have found this stuff because they know what the route of the plane was. They look out over the water, okay, so then you're on land. But what has a lot of people...
Yesterday, though, radar suggested that maybe the plane had turned back.
Well, I heard that story as well. So what they're trying to do now, the Chinese apparently involved on the action or in the action, and they have, you know, we all have satellites. The Americans have satellites. The Russians have satellites. The Europeans through the European Union have satellites. The Chinese have satellites. And so the Chinese have set about to try to figure out where this jet may be. So they're using 10 of their satellites to go over the area, the ground area anyway, as they focus on the hunt for this plane.
So you're a plane travel geek expert.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, these are good Boeing planes. Wasn't old. 11 years old.
Plane. Yeah, this is a good plane.
So what do you think happened?
I think there are a lot of things that ought to be investigated. And that's more of, it isn't likely the plane blew apart in the sky on its own. Mm-hmm. First of all, the weather over this area is not, a lot of people have been comparing this to the missing Airbus that went down, the Air France plane that went down.
But that was bad weather, where this was good weather, right?
Right. There was no weather. There's no turbulence. There's nothing. These planes do not fall apart. And the regulations are that they must be checked regularly with an X-ray device that goes over the skin of the plane and also goes through the fuselage looking at the superstructure of the plane to see if there are any cracks, any damage, anything that would, you know, I mean, when you're at 35 to 40,000 feet and you're going 600 miles an hour, this plane's capable of easily going 600 miles an hour. So at that rate, you're bound to hit some turbulence, planes bouncing around. Bigger planes take it a lot better than smaller planes. And that's because there's more, obviously, of the superstructure that holds the plane sort of together. But it's sort of the larger planes, 777, the 747, things that are built that are that big, they take it much better. And so, I mean, if you look at how not only the 77, but any big plane, any of the old 1011s, none of them ever fell out of the sky. There's never been a 747 that fell out of the sky. It didn't have some mechanic. Remember when the door blew off of a 777 in United? Jetliner took off from Honolulu about 10, 12, 14 years ago. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And one person that was sitting next to the door managed to end up in the Pacific Ocean. I don't know that they ever
found
it.
That will happen, I would imagine.
Yeah, right, exactly. But those sort of things, that door blew off because somebody didn't secure it. So the pressure inside the plane, and this is something else that is possible.
Well, that's what I had originally thought before we're looking at the terrorism aspect, is that if you lose pressurization, those people are out like a light. They wouldn't be able to call for help.
Gonzo. So it's what's weird is the number one movie in the country is Nonstop.
Yeah, no thank you. Don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, think about it for a minute. It's a lot of speculation, not many facts, and so the combination of those things probably will continue. Kenny, what do you have that's new? It is mysterious. Kenny Kessler is here with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. What is the social media add to this? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What's new there, Kenny?
Just one new comment. Jay says, you can't turn off the black boxes. Can't they track from satellite?
Well, I think that's what the Chinese were trying to do. Yeah, the Chinese were trying to do that. To get some kind of a beep, beep, beep. And that's as simple as this. The signals are very simple.
Was that your technical description of the black box?
That was it, yes. The beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. So there is some. And I think that the UFO thing is very plausible. You know me. I'm happy to think that a UFO could have come along, grabbed the plane, and taken it someplace.
What if someone shot it down and it's a big cover-up?
Well, but if they shot it down, first of all, why would they shoot it down? Secondly, where are the debris? Why isn't there some debris?
Well, we're not exactly out in the middle of the ocean. We don't know what they found.
Nah. Well, they didn't find anything. And
come on,
gone
Doug.
Around
we're talking
around.
About a big cover-up here. Gigantic.
Very possible.
Stick with the program.
Thank you, Jennifer. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. May I ask you to put your imagination in full gear? Imagine me and you. I do.
Oh, boy.
I think about it every night. Did you miss me while I was gone yesterday, Jennifer?
I missed you. I don't know if I missed your attempts at auditioning for American Idol.
Imagine a good night's sleep. Less urgency, less frequency. All you want is normalcy in your life. Finally, you, gentlemen, can join millions of men just like you experiencing a normal life. Once again, thanks to the revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula, PT9. PT9 is something that is important. Prostate health is important. When you're in your 40s and beyond, this is a very effective way to keep you from going to the bathroom at night so that you and your partner can be happy and sleep through the night. This is a recommended product. I would recommend it to a lot of people that I know are going, this is a natural thing. What happened, the reason I recommend it is because we all should be feeding the various parts of our body with the best natural ingredients that we can. And PT9 has a wealth of those ingredients. 8 different ingredients that help you to empty your bladder, I hope your testosterone level be where it is. PT9 is backed by science. That's why Dr. Ken Kronos stands behind it. It's guaranteed to work, and here's how you get PT9. You dial 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. PT9. Get relief or your money back. Have a healthier prostate. Don't worry about what might happen to you down the road. And when you call and order at 800-811-3790 and you ask for PT9, the folks there will give you a bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus. So you get PT9 and Heart Factors Plus for the same price, 800-811-3790. Nothing but a win-win for all those involved in this special promotion. Help yourself. Help your prostate health. 800-811-3790.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
19 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day, Pringle. You know, I missed not being here yesterday so we could talk about the Ukraine.
We missed you, and you know what? The Ukraine missed you as well.
Really?
See, I said the Ukraine for you.
Yes, you did. Very nicely. Masked pro-Russian troops took control of a base in the Crimea after the commander was kidnapped. I'm not sure whether he was kidnapped or he switched sides. There's a little of that going on here. Mr. Putin once again voiced his support of the pro-Moscow leader. Really, what do you expect him to do? He's going to say, you know what? You guys are a pain in the
you
butt.
You guys figure it
go
out.
To
you're
Europe.
Right.
Yeah, right?
I don't think he'd ever say Europe. You figure it out.
Yeah. The French ambassador said following a Security Council session at the UN, the situation in Crimea is worsening by the day. Really? The session was a call to the Russians. We want to negotiate. We want a political statement, a settlement. Please don't worsen the crisis. The Russians don't really give a damn what the UN says or anybody else.
Nothing's going to happen without Putin's approval anyway.
No. 21 after. Good day. This is Doug. Hello.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Life's gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange man. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasted, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause we're just under the upper hand.
This is really nice. This is from The Voice last night, right?
Yeah, this is Gavi Ramirez. He doesn't have any takers, though.
Really?
This is what sort of surprises me. Yeah, right. That's how this program, The Voice, works. Jennifer, quickly explain the four judges and why it is.
Yeah, four judges: Adam Levine, Shakira, Usher, and Blake Shelton. They're in these great big chairs, and the performers come out and sing with the chairs turned backwards. So the judges are facing the audience. If a judge likes what they hear, they press the button, they turn around, that person will automatically go to their team, unless more than one judge turns around, and then the judges have to fight to try to get that person to pick them to go on their team to continue on in the competition. And I have a theory, Dougie.
Yes.
Because I caught up on some of the Voices last weekend. And the reason American Idol is suffering is because the Voice is so good. It is so absolutely
right. So let me just contradict that thought by listening to the performer Kat Perkins. Michael, play an excerpt from Kat Perkins. This is what I don't understand. Nobody turned around for Gabby Ramirez, the person we just heard. But Adam was the first turnaround to convince this Kat Perkins to join his team. But listen to this garbage. What is there about this?
She has an interesting voice. She's got that rocker chick thing. Yeah. Here's the deal, is that you don't want to have, like, you don't, if you're Blake Shelton, you don't want to have a team of country singers. You want to have one country singer,
a variety,
one rock singer, one R&B singer, and you also want to pick a candidate whom you think you can help. Like, there's people, like, for instance, Usher might pass over somebody that he thinks might be a better match with Shakira. Uh-huh. You know, so you may see judges passing on things that they just don't hear something in, or they don't think they can do anything for that particular person.
Thank you for that explanation. All right,
anytime,
late night show comedy,
my friend. Anytime.
I know I'm all set with you. Late night show comedy, starting with Conan O'Brien here from last night.
Over the weekend, North Korea held elections, and Kim Jong-un was reelected with 100% of the vote. 100% of the vote, yeah. Kim Jong-un credits this win to his slogan, "Vote for me or you will be murdered." Nice. Put it to a song, actually. that's called a squeaker win. Out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
100% of the vote.
The big movie this weekend was 300, Rise of an Empire. Came in number one. $45 million at the box office. And this is about a ruthless leader trying to expand his territory through any means possible. Or as Vladimir Putin calls it, the feel-good movie of year. I laughed, I cried. That's right, Putin is really freaking everybody out right now. In fact, there's kind of a standoff with Russia over the situation in Ukraine. And on Saturday, President Obama called the leaders of Britain, France, and Italy to talk about the crisis. Which also marked the first time ever that world leaders actually knew Obama was listening to them on the phone. It was just very nice of him to call.
Sarah Palin is back. Sarah Palin offered some advice to President Obama regarding Vladimir Putin, saying the only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke is a good guy with a nuke. And the most shocking part of that statement is that she considers President Obama a good guy. Which is progress, I think.
Did you see Sarah Palin at CPAC last week, Jennifer?
I did not. I saw her picture. I didn't hear what she had to say, though.
It's pretty interesting. Very animated, matter of fact. Speaking of animated, Johnny Carson lives in a manner of speaking, coming up in the next half hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, why are one in three black men in several southern states forever denied the right to vote?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Should 6 million ex-felons who paid their debt to society be permanently denied the right to vote?
I think the purpose of jail is not to rehabilitate people, but to punish them. And once you're done with your punishment, you're done with your punishment and should be introduced back into society. It's been a cop-out by Democrats and Republicans for a very long time. They would rather throw people in jail for drug addiction than deal with the addiction and the cost of rehabilitating people.
You know, a lot of Republicans right now are in some ways ahead on this issue. There are some Republicans who are pushing through new legislation to prevent felons from voting with the express purpose of holding down Democratic turnout.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
From today, it'll be springtime for Hitler.
I got
for
you.
For anybody
beat.
Else who wants to be, it's springtime. How does that song go?
It's springtime for Hitler.
Yes.
In 7 days, if we're playing the number game, I shall be relaxing on the sand in Antigua.
Really?
Suckers.
And why would you be doing that? At the expense of the Good Day program, you're going to go to Antigua?
At the expense of the Good Day program? Are you paying for my ticket? I'll be happy. Happy to have you do that.
What about, it's Antigua or Antigua?
I always say Antigua, but I've heard both. I don't know.
Have you been there already once?
Never.
Never been there. All right. It's a nice place. You'll enjoy it.
I'm going to climb. There's a mountain there called Obama, and so I'm going to totally climb
every mountain. There is an Obama mountain, really?
There really is.
To climb the mountain of Obama.
Named after him, by the way.
Really? Oh, that's sweet. Is there a Hoffman mountain?
No, but Dr. Ron might need to treat me after I come back. After that big climb, of course.
Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few minutes with some medical information. This week's information, this day's information, brought to you by all kinds of people, including the folks who are responsible for Heart Factors Plus. I'm going to tell you about a great deal that they have along with PT9 as we move through the half hour. First, though, the news from Sandy Hook. You thought that story was over? The father of the shooter in the Sandy Hook school shooting, Adam Lanza, broke his silence. Interview that is scheduled to be published in The New Yorker told the magazine he wished his son had never been born.
That's
how about that? A father saying that about his son?
You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Doug.
Did you?
And, you know, you have this guy, and this is what we've talked about. Like, it's very hard to, I mean, it's easy to play armchair quarterback here. But
yes, it is.
But it's hard when you imagine that you're in this relationship with a very troubled kid. I mean, this kid was so troubled, he just walked away. I mean, he hadn't had contact with this kid in 2 years. Is that the right thing for him to do?
The father?
Probably not. Maybe he could have made a difference. But at the same time, he had given up hope that his son would ever live a normal life. And that's just, it's sad on all accounts. I guess he met with the Sandy Hook victims and apologized, and they forgave his son. And It's just very tragic all the way around for everybody, including him. I mean, to imagine that your son could do this kind of thing is
suffered right. from Asperger's syndrome.
But he didn't say that that was why. He said he knew that there was a diagnosis there, but he said it was always something else.
Mm-hmm. What makes people like this is a question a lot of people have. Don't know the answer to that.
No, you don't want to believe your kid's going to do something.
No, you don't want to think that about your child. Of course not. You brought the child into the world, and you're reflecting on yourself under that circumstance. 888-302-3684 in the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen in this hour of the Good Day program. My end is coming from Palm Beach, Florida, the studios of WJNO and WBZT. A lot of familiar faces. I have been in this market for ages and ages. As a matter of fact, I first started coming down here in the mid-60s. And so all these people that are here, it's kind of fun because they're wandering in, haven't seen me for a long time. It is kind of neat to go back and run into. Actually, there aren't many of us left who have been doing this for this long, but there are a few guys here who remember the story, and so that'd be kind of cool. By the way, the situation with this NHL game, before we talk about Johnny Carson, the Dallas Stars mm-hmm. playing the Columbus Blue Jackets, and one of the players, Rich Peverly, collapsed on the bench during the game last night between the Stars.
Scary.
Columbus was visiting Dallas for this, and he's 31 years old. 6 months ago, underwent a procedure to correct an irregular heartbeat. He collapsed about 6 minutes into the contest. One of the first people to come to his aid was his coach. The teammates were panicked. They tried to get the attention of the referees by banging their sticks on the boards. When that failed, several jumped onto the ice because the guy went down, and that happens a lot in hockey, right? You know a lot more about hockey than I do, Jennifer.
Yeah, but not typically on the bench. I mean, those kind of things happen, obviously.
Just dropped.
Right. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So is he okay?
Well, it's not clear. He's not dead, at least at this point in time. The game was called off for 30 minutes after the incident. The coach said
after
the game.
How do you play after that with your teammate gone? I mean, that's kind of
right. Well, they postponed the game.
Yeah.
The game, yeah, right. Because they don't want to coach. Who would want to play or who would want to coach under that circumstance? So there's that story. Little rumor, gossip. How do we categorize the story about the sex tape featuring Johnny Carson?
Ugh.
Which is floating around.
Tasteless,
what is it,
maybe?
Tasteless would be a good way, yeah. What other word can we use? Tasteless? Kenny, what's a good word for it?
Disgusting.
Disgusting? Tasteless? This is what TMZ specializes in. TMZ is a blight. Although I found myself the other day, and I don't remember where I was, watching the show. And, oh, I know. As I was on an airplane. I watched it on the plane. And I wonder about what it is. The cast in that office seems to be growing. And the people there, it just, I know there's an element, and there always have been and probably always will be, but there's now no way you can hide from these people, especially if you're in Los Angeles mm-hmm. and maybe New York.
And to be, I mean, this is terrible, but to be honest with you, TMZ is probably the most classy of the gossip organizations, if that makes any sense. I mean, you have a lot of paparazzi out there that will...
You're talking about another organization, or are you just
talking about there's other paparazzi. I mean, at least TMZ has a code of ethics, not to necessarily defend what they do because it's all kind of the same dribbly kind of stuff. But they at least have a code of ethics. They're not going to run your kid over on the street. You have some of these paparazzi that are just at any cost will try to get some kind of story or some kind of scoop or try to become the news themselves and get hit by Alec Baldwin or whatever it is.
The owner of the tape tried to sell it to the Carson estate last year, but the people, and it's his former wife who's actually running this, and I think one of his sons, if I remember correctly, they not only refused to buy the tape, they said, if you make it public, we will sue the pants off of you. And it looks like that may be part of the situation as this tape. Who would buy this?
How did they get the tape? That's what I want to know.
Well, somebody somehow or other. It may have been related to the ex-wife. Who knows where the tape... And then this is back in the 1970s. How good is the tape going to be?
Yeah, it'll be grainy and terrible.
Yeah, right. It'd be enhanced in some way, shape, or form. At any rate.
Apparently the tape makes him look enhanced.
Da 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 da.
Who knew about old Johnny?
Yeah. Well, that's not one of these. Yeah. All right, speaking of talents.
Maybe he wasn't really swinging a golf club when he was doing his shtick.
Our video of the day today comes from a recent episode of a television show called Norway's Got Talent. Features a 7-year-old singer's amazing performance of a classic Billie Holiday song. We have the audio for that, but I thought it was worth noting here because it's kind of neat to have. I wanted to discount the Johnny Carson thing with something that was actually cool and actually of value. This is a 7-year-old singer, amazing performance, so you want to check that out. And now, how many people would rather go to do that than watch a Johnny Carson tape of him with some sexploitation?
Yeah.
Right? I hope there are more of you that want to see the young 7-year-old than the other one. However, no accounting for taste. 888-302-3684. Okay. I'm going to make good on my promise. I make lots of promises, try to make good on as many of them as possible. You know how that works. Heart Factors Plus, great ingredients. This is the era of the discovery of nitric oxide. You know what nitric oxide is, Jennifer?
I think so.
You think so?
What is it, Dougie?
She doesn't really know, but she's now turned it around.
Is it nitric oxide? Laughing gas?
No, that would be nitric dioxide.
Oh, close.
Nitric oxide. Well, it's like carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide.
Dioxide.
Nitric
difference.
Monoxide, in essence.
Oh.
It's the ingredient in your system that allows the blood to flow. You have it naturally in your body, but most people, as they get older, have less of it. That happens no matter what, you know.
And when you have more, it makes you laugh, too, right?
Well, you
put you in good humor.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you're not in good humor, then you'll want to have nitric oxide in the form of Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus, something I've been talking about here for about a year, with all these ingredients that help improve your cardiovascular health. This is a safe product, a natural product, which is the only way. I'm not interested in talking about a lot of things that are all chemical. I find this to be much more rewarding, and so do most people who take it. Here's somebody who says, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while, never felt better. I recommend the product to all my friends. So don't stop there. Call 800-577-8560 right now. This is what is really kind of cool about this. The folks at Chamonix are offering two for the price of one. That is, you either order Heart Factors Plus and you get PT9, which is for men who need to feed their prostate and keep it healthy. You can either order a regular three-bottle set for PT9, or you can order a three-bottle set of Heart Factors Plus and get PT9 as an added bonus. Kind of a cool thing, right? Also, you get a brand-new CoQ10 and fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus as well. All the good things about feeding your heart, your muscles, your brain, get the blood around in your system. That is what makes this a very important product. Keep your blood pressure where it is, open up all those channels, and enjoy yourself. 800-577-8560 is the number to call for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Don't forget to ask about the sort of back and forth between PT9 and Heart Factors Plus. Just ask him when you call, just say, I was listening to Doug Steffen, and he said there was some connection between buying PT9 and Heart Factors Plus or vice versa. Could you explain it? I'd like to take advantage of that opportunity. And you can do it right now, as a matter of fact. 800-577-8560.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Ron Hoffman, website drhoffman.com. Two F's. Dr. Hoffman is here to help us understand a lot of the things that are part of the medical jargon, the studies, the news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the commercials, most of you, unless you're listening to the podcast or unless you're listening to a piece of the broadcast on a network that doesn't carry some of the regular network commercials and puts in other commercials, There was a commercial with Susan Sarandon doing something for a product, and I forget even what the product is. See, that shows you how bad the commercial is. I don't remember what the product is. I just remember it's about sinus problems.
Sinus problems, yes.
What's the product? Do you remember? Let's see how well.
I don't remember, but I know I hear Susan Sarandon all the time.
All right. So, Kenny, do you remember what the product is?
No idea. No.
And I know she says use it.
See, this is how bad, this is really how bad advertising is today. Michael, what's the product that Susan Sarandon
No idea.
He doesn't know either. And he's there looking. Can't you look at the log and see what's on the log? That's what I'd like to. Anyway, sinus problems. That's really the reason I wanted to bring Ron in on this conversation. How bad and how much? And does it depend on the time of year when people have sinus problems? And what does that really mean? Sinus, what does the sinus do?
Well, good morning, Doug. You know, despite the fact that there's still literally snow on the ground in many parts of the United States, a lot of people up north and in the Midwest are suffering from sinus problems early in the year because last time I checked, it's 81 degrees in Dallas. And that means that in parts south, it's springtime.
Springtime,
and the pollen is exploding. And it's actually traveling via the jet stream and affecting people early this year.
Now, see, I never would have thought about that. Not thinking I'm in Florida. And it's warm. It's 81 degrees here most of the time, and I spend most of the winter in California, and we've had temperatures there. But we're not affected. These two areas, the jet stream really doesn't affect the weather much in areas of our country that are warm permanently. Ever stop to think about that? California, no jet stream. Florida, no jet stream, really. So that's very interesting. The pollen affects the sinus, then.
Absolutely. And, you know, so a lot of people suffer from problems. See, the difficulty is that we've got a combination of problems. We have, the usual pollen problem, but we also have an air pollution problem that's pretty substantial. Some people estimate that it's the equivalent of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for the vast majority of Americans that are in urban areas.
Really?
So this chronic inflammatory problem affects the sinuses, creates congestion and swelling, and there's trouble.
What's the relief? What's the fix?
Well, the fix is, and you know, I'm not a big fan of many of the medications because what they do is they may shrink the sinuses, but they actually suppress the nasal immune system. I like a product called Clear Nasal Spray. It's X-L-E-A-R, and it contains xylitol, which is a product that suppresses the growth of bacteria that constantly inhabit the sinuses. Even when you don't have an infection, you have bacteria there, and they may cause chronic inflammation.
All right, so that's something to make note of. All right, a lot of doctors are talking about weed and the impact that it's having on the health in America now that it seems to be okay. Give us 30 seconds on why it is or isn't.
Here you're probably not talking about seasonal allergies to weeds. You're talking about
talking about marijuana. Excuse me,
Colorado
right.
And Washington.
Just to clarify.
You know, clearly we've got problems because it's an intoxicant. It may affect brain development if you start using it too young. You know, maybe responsible adults can use it recreationally, and it's a burning weed, so it affects the sinuses and the lungs. So I had problems with it.
Bad stuff all the way around. All right. Check out Ron's website, drhoffman.com. Nice to have Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tech Talk time on Good Day. For this Tuesday, Shelley Palmer joins us every day with a focus on the new things that affect many people when it comes to technology. Very cool. Most of it is, anyway. I think we were talking yesterday, driving around using two different forms of navigation, what was in the car for a navigation device. And also, I had my iPad using that. And the only drawback, as was pointed out to me, is that Obama is tracking you.
That's it. And twice.
Yeah, right. Got me on both of his radars. Okay, anyway, back to Shelley Palmer, who will talk with you today about Samsung returning with a new way to stream music with their company. So stand by for that info and some other technology news coming right up here on Good Day.
Pete Watson, Marine Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome3.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome3.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome3.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. After shutting down its music streaming service in January, Samsung is back with a brand new way for you to rock out. Milk Music is a newly launched free streaming radio service available to everyone with a Galaxy phone. Powered by Slacker Radio, Milk Music was built to be simple, interruption-free, and user-friendly. Ad-free, at least to start, the app is centered around a large circular dial in the middle of your phone's screen that you can touch to change stations, just like turning a dial on an actual radio. Milk Music automatically automatically downloads the first 8 seconds of every song on the dial, which means you'll never have to deal with buffering. The dial shows up to 9 genres at a time, with individual stations in between that you can start based on a single song, artist, or genre. Don't like a song? Skip it. Milk Music lets you skip up to 6 tracks per hour per station. One big question remains, though. How many music streaming services do we actually need? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
All right, let's get to the Genius Award, the bank robber in Michigan who tipped his hand a bit by posting a selfie on his Facebook page. He's holding a submachine gun that he used in all of the robberies.
This guy is not winning any awards for intelligence.
This is a Darwin Award.
Not knocking on his door.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we have the story at DougStefan.com. And also a poll posted, which is a general question about people who post selfies.
If you robbed a bank, would you post a selfie, yes or no?
Well, not if you have any brains, but the people, by design, most people that rob banks or who are involved with these sorts of criminal activities are not that smart to begin with. Because it just, well, I could, if you want to ask me, why is that, Doug? Then I give you my theory. But in the meantime...
Why is that, Doug?
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, because under the circumstances, it is usually a bad risk, especially with all the technology around today. There are cameras everywhere. Unless you really do a good job of covering yourself up, there's going to be something that you're going to mess up something. So you're going to get caught. How often do you post selfies on social media is the poll question today at DougStefan.com. A, almost every day. B, a couple of times a week. C, a couple of times a month. D, once in a while. E, I don't post selfies. F, what's a selfie? I might have asked that question myself prior to...
I'm a couple of times a month.
You do?
Oh, come on. We took selfies in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too, with the hats.
There. Yeah.
59 after on Good Day.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.